This is the parallax for Saturday, April 4, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with breaking military news from the Middle East. On day 36 of the U.S.-Israeli military campaign against Iran, an F-15E Strike Eagle was shot down over Iranian territory. One of the two crew members was rescued by U.S. Special Forces, but the second remains missing inside Iran. A second aircraft, an A-10 Warthog, was also lost near the Strait of Hormuz. During the rescue operation, two U.S. rescue helicopters, including a Black Hawk, were struck by Iranian fire but were not destroyed. Iran claimed responsibility for both losses and announced it was mobilizing civilians to search for the missing American, offering a reward. How this is being covered shows some variation in emphasis. NPR confirmed the F-15E went down and focused on the successful rescue of one crew member. Axios added crucial context that Iran is also hunting for the missing pilot and has offered civilians a reward. Newsmax highlighted the vulnerability of the rescue operation itself, reporting that the two helicopters were struck by Iranian fire. And the Washington Examiner noted something significant by its absence. The Pentagon and CENTCOM issued no public statements as reports accumulated throughout Friday. Turning to the broader military picture. On Friday, President Trump released his fiscal year 2027 budget proposal, requesting $1.5 trillion in defense spending, the largest such request in U.S. history. That includes $1.1 trillion for the Department of Defense and $350 billion specifically for munitions. The proposal pairs this historic military surge with a 10% cut to non-defense discretionary programs. Democrats called the plan morally bankrupt, while Republican Senator Susan Collins said it had several shortcomings. The framing differs across outlets. The Guardian emphasized the scale of the increase, a $445 billion rise. The Daily Wire spotlighted the munitions allocation specifically, but Axios offered perhaps the sharpest analysis, noting that Trump is pairing historic military spending with historic domestic cuts, and observing that he is at risk of becoming what he ran against, a deficit spending interventionist. The Washington Examiner's editorial board took a different view, arguing Trump is right to rearm America and calling on Congress to act. In related news, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth removed Army Chief of Staff General Randy George, a Biden nominee, from his position, effective immediately. General David Hodney was also dismissed. General Christopher LaNeve will take over. No official reason was given for either departure. The timing raised eyebrows among defense officials. This is happening while U.S. forces are actively engaged in combat operations in Iran. Axios reported that the ousters blindsided military leaders and generated concern about continuity during the active war. The outlet noted this represents a growing list of general and flag officers fired by Hegseth. Zero Hedge called the move unusual, given the military is more than a month into active combat operations. The Daily Wire added a detail worth noting. Hegseth also fired Major General William Greene Jr., the Army Chief of Chaplains, during Holy Week, the official role tasked with advising on matters of religion and morality. In the broader conflict zone, the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, and negotiations have stalled. According to the Wall Street Journal, indirect U.S.-Iran negotiations conducted through Pakistani mediators have reached a dead end. Iran refused to meet U.S. negotiators. President Trump said on Truth Social that the U.S. needs a little more time to reopen the strait. He also floated the prospect of seizing oil, calling it a gusher for the world. U.S. intelligence, according to sources, assessed that Iran is unlikely to relinquish control soon. The waterway represents Tehran's primary leverage in this conflict. There is one small sign of movement. A French-owned vessel became the first Western-linked ship to pass through the strait since the conflict began. Shifting now to domestic politics, President Trump removed Attorney General Pam Bondi from her post after 14 months, replacing her with Todd Blanche, Trump's former personal attorney, as acting AG. Bondi's tenure was dominated by controversy over her handling of Jeffrey Epstein files. Blanche declared the DOJ is done releasing those documents and said the evidence does not indicate Epstein was a spy. That's the Parallax for Saturday, April 4. Thanks for listening.